You're on Daf Nun Hei Amid Aleph. Three lines from the bottom. Nitlu HaKloyes. It says in the Mishnah that if the Kloyes were completely removed, the Behemoth is kosher. Omar Rochish Bar Pope Bishmei Derav Lokso Bekuya Achas Treife. So Rashi says, Lokso Bekuya Kigoin Malyo Muglo. It is full of pus. The kidney is full of pus. Bekuya Achas Vecholshkein Bishtein. About the Gewiss Bishtein. Omri b'marove, in Marove and Eretz Yisrael, they said, v'hu dematoi lekuso lemokem cheris, that the mugla penetrated till the mokem cheris. There's a picture in the Tumunei Choyl, in the art scroll, Sichas Chulin, the mokem cheris is in the middle of the Kulya. So if the infection, the mugla, reached the mokem charitz, then it's a treife. Let's see the mainu. That's the sheet, that's the sheet, the nusach of the sheet, the gils of the sheet, mekabetzes, le mokem charitz, mainu, chivre, the tusi, masni. It means that there is a certain chalev that comes out from the masnayim and is mechubar to the kulye, and inside this area where the fat is a charitz there, and if the mugla reach this charitz, it is treife. Rashi says, lemokem charitz, shahagidim meurin sham. There are gidim which take into the kulya, which take out from the kulya, so they're ma'urim in this area. V'hu em tzois ha-kulya, this is in the middle of the kulya. Oma Rav Nechunye, she'eltinu l'kulo treifoi d'marove. Rav Nechunye said he asked all the Treifoi, Rashi says, Moirei heirois ala treifis, all those who are boki in Hilches treifis, v'omru li, and they told me, Hilchese ke rochish bar pope. We paskin like rochish bar pope, that if loksa hakulya, it is treif. V'les Hilchese ke rav avire. And we don't paskin like rav avire. What does Rashi say? Kiravavire benikivatchul. Avavire said that even though nitalatchul is kosher, nikivatchul is treif. We don't paskin like Rabavire. Veloy amoron elo bekulshei. Now in the tchul, in the spleen, there are two chalokim. There's a thinner chalik, which is hanging, and there's a thicker chalik, which is mechubah to the keres. Is loy amoron elo bekulshei. That what we said, nikiv atchul, is kosher, not like Rabbi Avire, that's dafker in the thinner chalik of the spleen. Avo besumchei treife. But if there's a nekiv, in the thicker chalik of the spleen, that is the chalik that is mechuba to the keres, treife, so then it is treif. V'ishtayir bei ka'oivei dinar zov k'sheira. And it, let us see what Rashi says. V'loi amoron delasil chesekibose. When did we say that we don't paskin like abavirim? That means in the thinner chalik of the tchul, there's a neke, that is not matzeh. But the upper chalik of the spleen, that's mechuba to the keres, if there's a nekev over there, it is treif. Now, he says further, v'ishtayer bei ka'oivei dino zov ksheira. What's v'ishtayer ba'oivei defonoi? You have here the, we said that in the upper chelik of the spleen, which is the thicker chelik of the spleen, if there's a nekev, it's treif. V'ishtayer ba'oivei defonoi, v'loyotza ha-machat l'chutz. I mean, we see that a machat had punctured the spleen, but it did not go through and through. V'loyotza ha-machat l'chutz. It did not go through and through. V'yesh ha-gone kenegdei ka-oivei dinar kosha. And we have left over from the spleen a oivi, a thickness of a oivi dinner zov, and they explain a dinner, the oivi of a dinner zov was double the size of a oivi of a dinner kesef. So if there's left over, that means we see a machat that punctured the spleen, but we see the machat did not go through and through, and there's still left over in the sumcha, in the thick chelik of the spleen, ka'ivei dinner kosher. So this is kosher. The Maram Shif is ma'ira. We have here a problem. Rashi said, the Gemara is speaking about that there was a nekev in the spleen. And the Gemara says if the nekev is not mefulish, and there's left over the thickness of a dinner zov, it's kosher. So Rashi explains how, what caused this nekev. So Rashi says it came through a machat. There was a machat that punctured the spleen. So there's a big problem. How did the machat get there? How did the machat get there? We have big problems. If you find a machat, how did it get there? So this, the Maram Shif asks, Omri b'marove, kol ha-poysel b'reye, kosher b'kulye. They said in Eretz Yisrael, all the things that pasel areye is kosher b'kulye, is kosher b'kulye. Now, what are the things that pasel b'reye? Shereinekev posel b'reye, v'kosher b'kulye. Because a nekev is posel bereye and is kosher bekuye. So memele, so that was the kol ha posel bereye kosher bekuye. So now, the Gemara derived from this memre of the Bnei Marove. So if the dover that are, the dvorim that are posel bereye are kosher bekuye, is koshkein heicha the kosher bereye, is it a kosher bekuye? If I feel all the things that are matrif, if the by a reye, it's kosher by a kuye, so something what is not matrif, what is by the reye, avada gevis, it is not matrif, the kuye. That's the Gemara's addition to this member of the Bnei Marove. Maskif lo raptan chume uklolo, you can make such a generality. You can say bebehiros that whatever is kosher, bereye is zicha kosher bekulye, bere mugle. If there's a mugle, there's pas. The kosher bereye uposel bekulye. So you see that you can't make a kal v'chaymer. That means even though the dvorim ha-poislim bereye ha-ksheirim bekulye, but you can't make a kal v'chaymer. Avad gibis, if it's kosher bereye, it's kosher bekulye, because I'll prove to you it's not like that. If there's mugle, mugle does not passel bereye, And Mugla Pasol's the Kuya we had before, the Memra of Rochish. Then Rav Tanchumi continues in the Kasha, V'reimayim Zakim V'ksheirem Oche V'hoche. So here we have to say what's Pshat in the Kasha, so it's Kasha by both. What is the Kasha? But we'll see, Mayim Zakim is a result of an infection of a lakusa in the kulya, but it's not mugla. Mugla is a thickish, liquidy substance, and mayim zakim is a thinner, it's a more watery substance that came about from the, from an infection, from a lakusa. So the Gemara says, "V'remayim zakim d'ksheirem hochevoch." We have to understand what the kasha is. That Rashi says he doesn't understand what the kasha. But b'kitzur, the Gemara asked the kasha that they wanted to derive from the memra of Bnei Marove that whatever, if the Bnei Marove says, "Kol apaisel bereya kasha bekuyas," avadigvis if it's kasha bereya, it's kasha bekuyas. It's not true. Lakusa is the mugla that comes out from a lakusa is kasha bereya and posel bekuya. Ella Omar Ravashi, so Ravashi says treifis kamedamis ladodi ein oimrim betreifis zu daima lazu. Let us see Rashi. The Koshke, Dukihi, the Daikna, me Milsai. They didn't say this. The name of it says, Kolak, Poisel Bereya is Kosha Bekuya. And that came to tell us that a Nekev is Kosha Bekuya. We're medayik, say bezoi, something that's kosher, berei zicha kosher bekuya. And then the Gemara asks a kasha, it's not true. Mugla ksheira berei. Kedemrinin de kaimei tzimchi tinri. We had before daf menches. They were like growths that were molei mugla and the reye, and it doesn't passel the reye. Upasel bekuya, kedamoran bereish pilkin, moye mugla treife. Mayim zakim ksheira vakimne bekuya. The Gemara says, and daf memches, that moye mugla is treife. Mayim zakim is ksheira. Kibarei mayim zakim de ksheira mohoche bohoche. Le yedana maikushis. Ashes, I don't know what the kash is. Ela leitema kolshke. Don't make a kalvachayma. The afal gav the nekev posel bereye bekosher bekuye. Ike midi, there are other things, the kosher bereye posel bekuye. Dein oimrim beteifis, the yesh eivel shechoyli ze kosher loy, vein choyli ze kosher loy. So Rashi says, by treifes, you have to understand, each aver is affected differently by different cheloim. Some mele, so that's why, or different matzobim affect each aver bazunda. So therefore we could have, when it comes to a nekev in the rei is matrif, a nekev in the kuy is not matrif. When it comes to mugle, so there's rakert, mugle in the kuy is matrif. Mugla in the Rei is not makla. Each Eva works differently with each makla. So now the Gemara brought a Raya, Shrei Choytcho Mikan Umeisa. Chituch Samonim. If you cut the Samonim, so that's a terrible thing. The Bema will die. Oigit Savoro. It's going to die. Umeisa. Chatoich kol kaspeha, you'll cut the shoulders off, b'choya. So what's pshat? Is chituch detrimental, or is not detrimental? So there's no such call. It matters where you cut. You cut the simonim, the behem is going to die. You cut the kosef, so the behem won't die. So different pu'ulas, you can have the same pu'ula, and different mekaymis will cause different effects. So mamele, you can't make a kal v'chomer that we see that the reye is more susceptible to treifas than the kuya, because nikiv bereye is treif and nikiv bekuya is kosher, because in the kovim it is that way. Take a nikiv affects the reye more than it affects the kuya. But other things can have a different side. Mugla can affect the kulya more than it affects the reya. Let us see Tosis. The reimayim zakim dikshayim hocha v'hocha. The Gemara asked the kashim, we said that we've seen mayim zakim is kosher by both. Erish akuntus lo yedana by kashus. What for kashus? Kosher by both. He just said whatever is kosher by the rei is kosher by the kuya. Yeshloim adochi pirushe. Braimayim zakim. The osu machmas lakusa. Mayim zakim. There are different liquids which come about through an infection. There is mugla, which is pus, which is a thicker consistency. And there's mayim zakim, which is also, it's not a good simen. It's in the infection brought about these mayim zakim. Uksheirim bekuye, v'loi gamrine mi mugla. Some mele, so also ask akashe. Could perhaps be that perhaps the infection is that brings about mayim zakim is perhaps a greater infection. But al kaponim, it's not treif. Vimkein ein ladamis hatreif ezulazul. It means just like you don't learn out mayim zakim from mugle, and perhaps there would be svaris to say that if mugla is treif, so mayim zakim is zikha treif, but we don't learn out. Treifus is no, it's not lomdis. Treifus is based on the body of the behema, which is affected by certain inyonim, which is not affected by other inyonim. So maybe you can't learn out. You can't make a kal v'chomer. Now the Gemara continues. Umayim zakim ksheirim lo yamorim. Elo de tzili. Now we said mayim zakim is kosher, is if it's tzili, if it's a clear liquid. Avolakiri, if it's it's murky, it's dark. Treife, even though it's not thick, like mugle, it has a more watery consistency, but it has to be tzolul, it has to be clear. If it's ochel, so then it's treife. V'chitzili nami lo yamoron, elo deloy seriach, it doesn't have a bad odor. Avol seriach treife. But if it has a bad odor, so it can be tzolo, then it's treife. Zog the Gemara weiter. Hakuya sheiktino bedako at kipu begasa at kanova beinanis. He says, if the kulya, if the kidney, because of a machla shrunk, it got small. And what's the shear of small that's a simon that it's straight? So by behemedake, it got the size of a kipul. They say is the size of a gris. They say you have a diameter of 18 millimeters. So that's, so, so, so we got it shrunk to such a size that it's straight. Begasa at ka'anove beinin is like a grape, an average size grape. So if it shrunk to these sizes, it is straight. Nitel lechi atachtein, Omar Rabbi Zeire. So we hear in the mission of the lechi atachtein was taken away, and the simonim are still attached to the basar, so it's kosher. Amar Rabbi Zeire leishonu, u'shechayla lichleis al yedei le'ite v'hamro. Avayni yechayla lichleis al yedei le'ite v'hamro treife. Lita v'hamro are oifanim that one feeds a behemoth by sticking food down its throat. One is after the base of Leah, one is before the base of Leah, but it's an oifan of feeding a behemoth. So the Gemara says that if the behemoth, because the lechi atachtim was removed, is not capable of eating any food, that means it's not shaykh for some reason to push it down its throat and it can't eat, so it's treife. So we have on the side over here, that this is really not a memra of Abzeire, this is from the Goinim. No, it was a Haggah on the side of the Gemara. It's from the Goinim Take. Rosh brings down from the Goinim, but it's not a member of Rabbi Zeir. Look the Gemara weiter. What does Rashi say? Hiktina hakuya, hiktina me'eileo machmas choyli. If the kuya got a trunk because of a choyli, so we have a tool where we could shrink. It's either kipul or kanova beinanis. But they bring down, okay, we see this from Rashi also, hiktina akuya hiktina me'eleho machmas choyli. That means when the behemoth was born, it had a larger kuya, and then it shrunk. The choyli shrunk, and this could be matrefed if it shrinks it too small of a size. But if the kuya, the behemoth was born with a small kuya, so then it's kosher. This is only a shira if it got a trunk through a chayli. And they bring down, so how do you know what the siba was? Because you look at the outside krum, if it's shriveled or not. If it's shriveled, so that means it was larger and the machla shriveled it. If not, it's a, was born like this, so it's no problem. Nitlo ha'em shelo. What is if the womb was taken out? So we hear in the Mishnah, that's kosher. Tane hi ha'em, hi tapachas, vihi shalfuchis. It means all these are different ways of calling the womb, calling different mekaymes. So Rashi, he ha'im the masnisni tapachas to lekamon hoyre betapachas kerebi b'seifi ishal puches tamalel bepirkin. So maybe it's all the same thing. V'charuso bidei shemayim ksheira. Now we hear in the Mishnah if the reyah shrunk and it got hard, like atzei charoyes. So it matters what the siba was that made it hard. If it's bidei shamayim, like let's say from a noise, it seems a noise can have such an effect to harden the reyeh. So if it's bidei shamayim, it's ksheira. That means it came through thunder. Rashi says in the Mishnah through lightning. Here Rashi says borod. Maybe the noise of the hail. Bidei shamayim ksheira. Bidei odom treife. What is if a person scared it through a loud noise? So then it's treife. Epshat is because it seems a noise that comes b'day shemayim does not have a permanent effect on the reyim. The mice, it can rejuvenate, it can go back to a normal reyim. So it's not treifer. B'day odom has an effect on the reyim that it's unhealable. So it's treifer. Tana Rabbonon, Eza Chalusa Kol Shetzomko Reye Shalo, Bidei Shamayim Kshar Bidei Od Mutreife. Rabbi Shimon Ben Olozo Oima Af Bidei Kol Abriyis. There's an interesting hago here. Af Bidei Kol Abriyis. It seems the noise is the sibe makes the reya shrink. So Rav Shimon Elozer said, "Afi de keil abriyas," that means we'll have a roar from a lion. So memele, that has the same din. But Rav Shimon Elozer is very unclear. We just had two dinim over here. We said, "Bidei shamayim is kosher, bidei odom is treifer." Now Rav Shimon Elozer says that keil abriyas is the same aloche. So what is he comparing it? Iboilu, Rav Shimon ben Elozer areishikoi, he's going out bidei shamayim is kosher, and he's saying af keil abriyas ule kule, yaseifa koi ule chumra. The Gemara Toshma, the Sanya, Charusa bidei Odom, Treifem, Rav Shimon ben Elozer, Af bidei Kol Abriyas. So you see, Rav Shimon ben Elozer is going Lechumre, that the Kol Abriyas is the din of Kol Odom. As long as it's not the Min HaShemayim, so it doesn't have a refuah. What does Rashi say? Tamka Yavsha. It dried up the Reya. Shadaim Tzaimki Metagbin Dadin Yavesh. Bidei Shamayim Mikel Borod Varam. Bidei Odom. Shivisa Odom. A person frightened it. Lehod Rabori. It will never heal again. Kol Abriyas, this goes with the Kol Abriyas, Shagas Aryeh, the Kol Shachal. The Goyin says in Mishlei that a Shachal is an Ari Zokain, and an Aryeh is a little younger, he's younger than a Shachal. Arei Shekoi, Afi de Kol Abriyas, Kibidei Shamayim and its Kosher, Toshma da seifa koi. Look to Gemara weiter. Rabbe bar bar chone have a kozel b'madbaro. He was going in the midbar. Ashkach ani dichri, he found elim, b'tzomek reyed nitu. B'stome, he shechted them, and then when he opened them up, he saw that the reyed was dried out, was nishyabesh, drunk. Osho shoyl bay midroshe. And what was the shayla? The shayla was, he did not know what was the sibe that dried out the reya. Was it bidei shamayim, bidei odom, or may now he has a dried out reya? We don't know what the sibe was. Amrulei, Bekaita, so they said there is a test. There's a test that you can test from the Reya, and for that we can figure out if the Reya could rejuvenate, if it can get back to become a healthy Reya or not. Even though now it's after Shrita, we can test the Reya. Bekaita, in the summer, I see Mishichli Chivri. Bring white kalim, white cheristike kalim, umalinu maya kiriri, and fill it up with cold water, va'anchino me'eis leis, and leave it there 24 hours. Ihodren borien, if after 24 hours it will get, it won't be dry anymore, become nislachlich, and it'll become like a gesunte reye. So we see that the reye had a potential of becoming bori, so it's not treife. That's what you do in the summer. What do you do in the winter? So ihodrim boyim b'deshmayu b'ksheir b'loy treife. B'sisva, what do you do in the winter? I see mishichli shichumi. You bring a basin, either of a klicheres that's darkish, or a klinechoshes, umalino maya pshuri, and you fill it up with warm water. Ba'anchino meisles, yadrabori ksheire b'loy treife. Now, it would seem that Be'emerson, this test is done through warm water. That could be mevarer if it's, that could be mevarer that if from warm water it will be held a bori after 24 hours, it's a raya, it's bidei shamayim. But it seems the shaila is, how can we assure the temperature that it's warm, cold, toignisht, and hot toignisht? It has to be warm. So in the summer, when it is hot, you can put in cold water, but after a short period of time, it's going to get hot. So it seems these white cheresike kalim help that the water inside should not get hot. So it remains warm. In the winter, we have a fakerta problem. We have a problem to make sure the water should keep warm and not cool off. So then we bring these kalim shichli shichumi, which is either a darker color, or this is, seems it absorbs the heat, or it's made out of nechoshes also, it seems, which absorbs the heat or keeps that the heat should remain the same. So these are pu'ulas to ensure that the temperature of the water will remain paishrin, will not become too cold or too hot. And then we could be mevara from inspecting the reya afterwards, it could be mevara for us bidei shemayim or bidei odom. Toshma, da seife koi, ja, mishich li chivri, shal kli cheres lovam, shchimi shchoyreis, ve einon mitzanenois kolkach kelevonis. If it's dark, means it seems a white keli somehow can ensure that the water won't get hot. A dark keli is not capable of doing this. Baloshin Mayri Shimi Shal Nechoshes Chibri Shal Cheresh Shal Cheresh. Others ask Akasha that he asked the Shaila, he found in a Midbar Elim, and when he opened up the Elim, he saw that was the Drei was Kecharusa. So he came to the Beis Medrash to find out was it Bidei Shemayim or was it Bidei Abrius. The Malay Royim asked Akasha, we should go Bosarayv. I'm in the Midbar. Rube duhu bidei shemayim. I know he has to be dei shabriyas, which you don't understand. Shabriyas is also matter. Adam lo yishayach klal b'midbar. Okay, Adam is vaf, v'mokim d'shriach Adam, d'shriach Adam lo yishayach shem avisa, v'umiyata lo yishriach. So m'mele, b'kitzer, he says, if in the midbar yes, takashe, I don't know, l'cher b'riyas is also matter, but I don't understand why, how he made the roiv. Then he says it's a roiv atoli b'maiser. That means, b'day shamayim, it'll happen. But here you have to have an aryeh or a shachol that decided to roar, or a person. So he said, l'cheret av mezogin, that einachan amid is a roiv, but if you could be mevare, he mechuyev to be mevare. So he says, l'may nafkemine, if the reye got lost, then we'll take it be kosher, then we'll take it be soymech and roiv. That's what the Malay Roim wants to say. Tana Rabon, hagluda. Hagluda means that the skin of the behemoth is peeled off. Hagluda shenitol oiro, imach mashchin, imach mesmeloche, v'loi nishtayet lo. So we have hagluda rameya machsher, v'chachomim poislo. So he was saying it completely, there's no skin on the animal. Look to Gemara. Tana Rabbah, Haglude Rameya Marsher, Chachomim Paisla. Rameya says it's kosher, Chachomim Paisla. Kvarheyed Elozor Safro, Yechenin Ben Gudgodo, Alaglude Shepsula. They said it's possible like the Chachomim. Omar Rabbi Shimon Elozo, Chosa Boy Rameya. Rameya was also Chosa. Rameya that said in the Mishnah that it's kosher. He was Chosa. He holds that it's treif. Frag the Gemara, Michlal de la Belozo, de Rabbi Shimon Elozo, Poli Rameya Beglude. That means Rabbi Shimon Elozo held there was a machlokes. Now he says Chosa Boy. Asanya Amar Reb Shimon Elozo Nechloko Ramei V'Chachom Amal Aglude Shepsulo. Reb Shimon Elozo said that there never was a machlokes. O Kvar Heyed Rabbi Yishai Ben Eish Rabbi Yudah Abayis Mnei Rabbi Kivim Mishim Rab Talfin Al Aglude Shepsulo. V'mi Nishtaya Boi Kesel Akshayra. So Al Kapon V'yev Akashe and Reb Shimon Elozo. Before we had a member of Shimon Elozo said that Chazaboy Ramei. So that means Ramei had once held that it's kosher, now it's Chazaboy that it's treif. And here we have a new member of Shimon Elozo that says Leinech Leku Ramei V'Chachomim. Omar Rav Nachman Vayitzag Mai Leinech Leku Loi Omad Rabbi Mei V'Mach Lekus. It means he wasn't Oymed V'Mach Lekus. That means Chazaboy. Aboisim, moichem psomim. Before, mitkom achosa boi mechlal de mikor, ava poli. Nishtaye boi kisela, but if there is a sela of oil left over, ayidei oisoi shiur malaruch. Amir de kezach, that if there's left over a sela of oil, it can grow back, it will grow back. So it's not treife. Zog de Gemara weiter. Oma ma, nishtai boi keser lo kshayr. Heicha, where does this, so you mean we have a behemoth that is skinless, but there's one sela that has oir on it. Heicha, where does this sela have to be? Oma, Rav Yehuda Meshmul, al pnei ha-shedra kula. If you have oir and the whole shedra, so memele, that oil will eventually grow back on the whole behemoth. Iboyelu. So now the Gemara declares, what is Pshan Rabbi Yudah Meshmul? the orich v'kotl, does he mean you have a small, thin strip of oil, which is over the shedret, the chimitzarif lo havi kisela, and if you'll take this whole area of this small, thin strip, it has the area of a sela, and that's sufficient. Oidume b'roichav sela apnei ha-shedret kula. Maybe you need a sheer sedla, that you means over the whole shedra, you need a strip of oil that is a reichav of a sela. Toshma, the Polish Rav Nehiroi, Mishmei Dishmuo, b'roichav sela apnei kol ha-shedra kula. He says, Rav Nehiroi said, Chlor, the name of Shmu, b'roichav sela apnei kol ha-shedra. Rabbi Bar Bachona Omar Roshei Prokim. Rabbi Bar Bachona said Roshei Prokim. Here we can look a little bit into the Sichas Chulon. Here's a picture of Roshei Prokim. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi, Roshei Prokim, B'chol Pirkei Chul Yoiseho, and every chalik, over each chulya, over each chulya, you have some oil, and va'atzomeis ha'shoik va'yerech bo'inin shiur kisela. See, there's a picture over there that over each chulya you have pictures of the whole thing. But this is now we'll see what it means that there's a shiur kisela over each chulya, and bein chulya v'chulya. And it's a glue there, there's no oil whatsoever. So, this is another shiur, it seems. Rabbi Babachonim Roshei Prokim. Rabbi Lozo ben Atignus, Mishum Rabbi Lozo ben Rabiyane Oma, Mokim Tiburoi. If you have in the Mokim of the Tabor oil, that's also sufficient. Zog de Gemara weiter, boi Rabiani b'Rabbi Yishmael, nito mokim ha-shedra. Well, it'll be the other way around. We just said that if the mokim ha-shedra is oil, the whole behem is a glude, so the din is the what? That it's kosher. What'll be the other way around? Nito mokim ha-shedra. The mokim ha-shedra apnei kol ha-shedra. That's the Shitim Betz's Gilsa. Nitol apnei kol ha-shedra, v'kulay kai, but the rest of the oil is around. There's oil all over besides k'neged the shedra. Nitol mokim tiburay v'kulay kai. Nitol roshei parokim v'kulay kai. My, what is the halacha? So the Gemara says, take it. The Gemara doesn't know if this is kosher or not. Omara, kol ha'oir kuloi matzel beglude. Would seem that Rav holds that you don't need that the oil should be in certain places. Kol ha'oir kuloi matzel beglude. Chutz me'er beis ha-parsus. What's er beis ha-parsus? The Sichas Chon has a picture. So let's see what Rashi says. Kol ha'er kuloi, kol heicha de mishtayer ahu kisela mala aruche, wherever the beis ha-parsus, see the picture? Yeah. Kol oil hoil kuloi, kol heiche de mishtai rahu kesela, wherever ashir sela is, ma la rucha, v'choizer kol oil ol lekadmusa. You don't need to, seems Rav seems to hold, wherever the oil is, that's sufficient. Chutz mi oil beis ha-parsois, min ha-kuva lamato, lehabi oil mibnei shehu rach. So, p'nu lamdis. That means be'etzem, all you need is a shiur of a of a cella of oil, but the oil minakuva lamato is very soft. It doesn't have a shivas of oil. So we have to have a shear of oil which will go back. This doesn't have a shame oil. Kol oil kulay matzel begluda chutzmer beisapasis. The Rabbi Yochanan and Omar afilo oil beisapasis. Rabbi Yochanan holds afilo oil beisapasis is also good. So the yisoid of the machlokes is, does this have a shame oil or a shame basar? That's not the yisoid of the machlokes. So Rav said that it has a shame oil. So if it's oil, so if it grows, so if there's leftover a shir sela, can grow back. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, afil oil beis aparsis, that is a shame oil, so mamela, a sela of that oil is sufficient. Afil oil beis aparsis, nami matz. Boi minei rabasi me Rabbi Yochanan, oil beis aparsis mar she yatzel begludu. Yesem de shayla, omalei, matzel, it's matzel. It has a shame oil, and it's matzel. Omalei, so he asked him, limatanu rabbeinu, you taught us. It says, eilu shoyroi seyhen kibisorom, that the oil has a din boso, oil beis aparsus. You yourself taught us that oil beis aparsus has a shame oil. No, that is the same kibbosa. There's a shame bosa, not a shame. And how could you say that it's kosher? Amalei, so he told him, Al takni teini, don't anger me with this kasha. Shemeloshin yochid ani shoyna oiso. That means this memre, oireiseyem kibsorom, that has a din bosa, is a das yochid. But we don't paskin like that. We paskin that has a din oyer, and not a shame bosa. This anya, we learned a baraisa. Hashoichit es ha'oilo lahakter kizayis me'oyer shetachas ha'alya. Chutzlum koimo. A person shechted an oilo. There is chutzlum koimoi, and there's chutzlus manoi. Is achilas odom and achilas mizbeach. If a person, so by an oilo, there's achilas mizbeach. So if a person shechts a oilo and is mechaven to be makter, the boso, the dvorim haniktorim, chutzlum kaimoi, so it's boso, chutzlus manoi, it's pigle. So now the oil of an oilo is not niktar. The basar of an oilo is niktar. If a person was mechashiv to be makter da'er chutzlus manoi, it's gonish mitgonish. If a person was mechashiv to be makter the basar chutzlus manoi, so then it's pigul. So now it says like this: Ashoichet es ha'oilo lahakter kizayis me'oir shetachas ha'alyo. He wants to be makter azayis from the skin that is right underneath the tail. Chutzlum koimoi, postel, ve'ein by koris. Chutzlus manoi pigul v'chayom nol of koris. So the Tanakhama said, the oir shel tachas ha'alya that's underneath the zone of that oir is a teiris boso, and you're makter it. So mamela, this chutzlus manoi, chutzlum koimoi. Elezer ben Yehuda ish ivlim, Omar mishim Rabbi Yaakov, v'chnoi Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda ish kvar ichus, Omar ish kvar ichus, Omar mishim Rabbi Shimon, echot oir beis ha'parsus, ve'echot oir ha'roish shel egel ha'rach. You just said oir beis ha'parsus, here's a din boso. They were moisif echad oir beis aparsus, ve'echad oir ha'roish shel egel harach. The oir of the egel harach means kolzman et yonik me'imoy. Ve'echad oir shetachas ha'alyo. וכל שמונו חכמים גבי תומה, that it's the tama like a nevela, וכל שמונו, no, this is, וכל שמונו חכמים גבי תומה, אלו שאירי סיין כבשורון, that what the חכמים ומיינה גבי תומה, שאירי סיין כבשורון, להווי עיר בייס הבוישס, Kutzlum koim my posel, vein by kores, kutzlus mane pigo, vachayoven all of kores. Now, let us see Rashi. Ve'elu she'oiroi seyen kipsoron. You taught us elu she'oiroi seyen kipsoron, le'inin demetamim oiron kipsoron. Alme lav oiru, וככושב היי בדיו באיר ברויטב, באיר הפרוסס, איזה דין אוף בוסר, אל תקניתני מאיסה משנה, שבלושן יוחיד אני שוינה אויסו, כלומר יחידוי היא, תדס יוחיד, ולוי כמיני כבוסר, that means that משנה תקה הולד, the Torah based process is a shame boso and it's metame benevela. We don't paskin like that. The Rav Shimon Ketoni alo upligi olei the Tanakame and he's chaylik on the Tanakame the loitone el lo'ir shetachas al yelachudei. The Tanakame said the only oil that has a shame boso is the oil tachas al yel. Now Rashi explains the din of pigul and posel. Kol ben shenishchak amanas lechol himenu elahakter himenu chutz lemokim achilosoi chutz lemokim posel vein beikores loichol himenu kilchos. I mean, he's eating the kolben properly, but since it was nishchak lechol himenu chutz lemokim achilosoi, it's posel. במשוכת המנס לך להקת רימנו חוץ לזמנו, פיגל וחיון עליו קורת. הויכו ממנו, אפילו כהוכוסוי. ויקרו נפקלון בפרק שאיני דזבוכים, the difference of פיגל ופוסל. ואיר שתחס הזונו, the air which is right underneath the zono, רחו, ונפסל קובין במחשבס אכילוסוי כבוסל. So that means if we're talking about a zevach, not an oilo, and he'll think to eat this oil chutz, chutz lizmanoi, so we'll passel it. Ba'oilo shekulo kolil, loy paslo machshebes achila, machshebes aktore. Ivlim kvar ikus besamach. Egel arach, meforish ba'oil ba'roite, kol zman she'yoynek. Now, so the Val, he was meisiv, other oiris, oir beis ha'parses, oir arish al egel arach. Yeah. And then, v'chol shamon ha'chachomin gabi tume, elu sherei seim kipsam, is meisiv another oir, ba'oil ba'roite v'lgabi oiris kebosa, lahavi oir beis haboishes. So beis haboishes, let's say beis horechem shel nekeva. So the Yisabrocha brings, so it seems that this is also called the rechem, the beis haboishes. I don't know, it's the outside of the rechem. Beis horechem shel nekeva. The outside of the rechem, I think it's the mocking be'ile, beis harechem shal nekeva. So lahavi oir beis haboishes. Lahachi meforesh v'oma lahavi oir beis haboishes. Why does he say lahavi oir beis haboishes? Mishum dein lohovi elo ze levadoi. It can only be marbedis, shrei kol amenuyim shom, horuyim liyois bo'ilo shnuyim kam. Chutz Mizeh. That means all the other Eiris were mentioned already. So the only Eir that is missing is this Eir that also is a Din of Basa. Eir HaShalil, Eir HaShalil, Ein Eroi Liyais Ba'ilo, Ve'ein Shalil L'Scharim. The ain't shlil l'scharim. So, kan shayla ben, there's no base aboishis also by scharim. But the kash and the side of taimib is a timtsish sigu tais visvochim dav chavches. The ain't shlil l'scharim. So I think the Chassam Sofer, the Neidib Yudin, on the Fa'emphase Pshat and Rashi as follows. That Emerson, the Din Pigel and the Din Pigel and Puzzle is, if he's Machashev, a Dover Haroi Lachile, that'll eat it Chutzul's Manoi. A dover haroi laktore will be makteret chutzlus manei chutzlum koimei. That is pigul. He says shlil is not oimed lachil, it's not roi lachila. So let's talk about a shlomen. So you have a shlil, and the person will be machashvalita shlil chutzlus manei. So it won't, since it's not roi lachile, so there's no pigle period. By an oila, you don't need roi lachile, you need roi laktore. So then by an oila, it could be chutzlus manai. But there's a problem, an oila is a zocher, so lemaisa, you can't have shlil. So shlil you can't have because the only way it's roi lachil is because it's oimid laktore, and by noila you don't have a shlil. By lemaise, by the oir beis aboishes, so even though we're speaking about an oila, but it's negeya also, we're not speaking about an oila, but it's negeya also, a shlomim also. So memela, the oil base aboishes, which is roi lachile. So memela, so that here he mentioned it over here, even though it's not negei anoila, it's negei ashlomim. Ashlil would only be negei anoila, and it can't be negei anoila because anoila is a zocha, not a nekeva.